Our friend Johnny Arion is opening two concerts in our region this week. On Thursday, he'll be at Iron Horse Music Hall in Northampton, Massachusetts, with Good Friends, a new musical project from Ian O'Neill and Dennis Ryan of Deer Tick. Johnny will start the evening with a solo set, followed by Ian and Dennis, and one of the first live gigs for Good Friends project. They will all play a few at the end of the show together. On Saturday, he'll be at Helsinki Hudson, opening for Raleigh, North Carolina-based Chatham County Line. He joins us this morning to talk about those two shows and whatever else we can talk about in that time, including that song you just heard, which is amazing and has an incredible backstory. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's always good to see you, and always wonderful to have Johnny Arion on the show.
Thank you.
So that song, Old Man Trump, is, let me see if I have this right, it's lyrics written by Woody Guthrie.
Yes.
About his a slam at his landlord, who was
Fred Trump,
who is Donald Trump, was Donald Trump's father.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So how did you come to these lyrics and ultimately add the new music and put it all in together, which is
I had been hearing rumblings about these lyrics. There's several pages of his. You know, Woody had signed a 2-year lease at Beach Haven. And so he and Fred did not get along for quite some time. So there's several pages of these writings at the Woody Guthrie Archives in Tulsa. And I had heard about him through Will Kaufman, who is a professor in England, who's a big Woody scholar. He's an amazing guy. He had unearthed them there at the archives. There's so many writings. It's crazy. And I'd heard little rumblings of that. And then Nora Guthrie called me and said, there's some people that want to put, you know, do this, but I want the music to be rocking. I don't, this needs to have, you know, rock and roll behind it. And would US Elevator do it? So we did. And eventually it came out a couple weeks ago on a project that Dave Eggers started called 30 Days and 30 Songs. So my buddy Mac McCon and a lot of we just got together and did like We Aren't the World kind of thing.
Now, what is fascinating, and help me with this if I'm, because I don't want to read too much into it, although yet I want to read so much into it, which is that it seems that the picture you get in the song about the father is not too far removed from the picture that many people have about the son.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it this morning on the way over, because you can really go much deeper into the whole story and the, you know, post-World War II housing development stuff that was going on in Coney Island and a lot of places around the world, and who actually made huge profits from that and who didn't.
Yeah. When you, I mean, this is sort of your, what this type of music does so well, but you're comfortable with music that makes a statement and tells a story and gives you something to think about.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's history.
Yeah.
And it's history through song is an amazing way to learn.
So you are, I think the last time you were on was just about a year ago. You were working with US Elevator, which obviously you still are. But now these dates will sort of be so.
I'm morphing into Johnny.
Yeah, okay.
So I just got back from doing some touring with my buddy Jackie Green, who's from, Sarah Lee and I taking a little bit of a break here has allowed me to play with a lot of friends of mine, which has been really great. And the California connections have been just growing rapidly. There's so many like-minded musicians that I seem to get along with out there, and Jackie being one of them, who's plays with Phil Lesh and the whole Grateful Dead scene up in San Francisco.
Yeah.
So which I'm never a huge like Deadhead, but I love Jerry. I love them all. So it's been fun to like get to know these guys. And so I just did that, and then doing the stuff with Deer Tick. Ian and Dennis and I have played together before, and of course I've known Chatham County Line for almost 15, 16 years now, because they're from, I grew up in Durham, North Carolina, and they're all from Raleigh. So we do a Christmas tour every year through the South together, mm-hmm. So it's going to be really great to, You know, they're an amazing, amazing. If you love bluegrass, I mean, in, speaking of the Grateful Dead, "Olden in the Way" was one of the records that turned me on to, I think, singer songwriter bluegrass, that kind of style. And they do the one mic thing, and they don't plug in. Dave writes amazing songs, and it's a must for fans of true bluegrass.
So one of the greatest phrases when a guest says something like, "I'm morphing into Johnny," now I obviously have to just seize on that and find out, because that can suggest many things. But it seems like you, is it nice to be morphing back into yourself?
Yeah, I have a new record that I made with my friends that have a band called Dawes, if you've heard of Dawes.
Yes.
And these songs, you know, with U.S. Elevator, it's definitely a rock and roll trip. With these tunes, it's definitely more an Americana acoustic-based kind of stuff. And I can do those songs sitting here, or I can, you know, anywhere. So it just makes it a little easier for me to just be myself and go play these types of songs.
And is it do you look for places that are, because I would assume with just you and doing what you want to do, that there is an intimacy that you,
yeah, certain venues that you play, yeah, that you wouldn't, you know, that just aren't going to work,
right?
Like, you know, there's, yeah, rock and roll stuff, and then there's listening rooms, and obviously there's listening rooms that, where you can play rock and roll, but sometimes it does feels like you might want to be somewhere else doing that.
So you get to go, you come out, you do your thing, and then another group comes out, they do their thing, and then you all get together.
Yeah, and then we'll all, you know, sit around and, you know, have a good jam.
And so beyond that, are you going to be doing more of those, or is it then you will go back on the road?
What am I doing? I'm flying back to Santa Barbara in a couple weeks and doing a few U.S. Elevator rock shows.
Yep.
And then every December I do a pilgrimage through the South, and I'll be doing some touring starting in Florida as me.
That's a holiday tour that you
do. Yeah, and then I'll link up with the Chatham County Lion guys, and we do a whole couple weeks through the South. And that'll bring us to the new year, which we're studying on.
Okay. New album?
Yeah, I'm almost finished with this new album. It's taken a little while longer, which is fine, because it doesn't need to, you know.
No one's rushing you, right? I mean,
I'm starting to rush myself probably more than anything. But, yeah. You know, you get to a point where you're like, are we done? And, it's, you know, there's still like the checklist is still
sure.
Like, oh, okay, no, we got to put backup vocals on that. But we've been doing it at my buddy Tim Bloom, who you may have heard of, Nikki Bloom and the Gramblers.
Yes.
And Tim's an amazing musician, songwriter in San Francisco, and he produced the U.S. Elevator record with me, and we're working on the Johnny and Friends record together.
Did you ever think you would become so linked to California?
No.
You're an Eastern Southern guy. How did that happen?
I feel like I'm linked to everywhere.
And, well, that's true. Yeah,
and
you get quite a passport.
I love coming back here. And by the way, WAMC is, I love WAMC so much. As I travel around and I listen to local NPR stations and all over the world, it's so great to be back and hear your voice, and just even the guests that were on before me as I'm driving over going, man, I love this freaking station. It's just
well, thank you.
Great.
Thank you very much. When you think of your body of work, or do you even think in those terms? I mean, do you think of like, oh, you know, this is my progression as an artist, I want to do this, or is it just sort of like project leads to project leads to project?
I think I'm thinking about it more. I mean, there's three records that I have to get done really soon. I'm working on a few other projects, but I'll talk about those next time I come back.
Excellent. We always want you to come back, so I'm good
for
that.
I'm very excited to talk about those projects, but that's going to take a second. But just finishing, and Sarah Lee and I eventually will make a record together, which I'm totally excited about. And she actually just released a great video the other day. I don't know if you saw that, but Sarah Lee did an amazing rendition of I've Got to Know by Woody, and she did the video herself, and And so you should check that out.
Well, that's great. And that's on the...
That's on, yeah, it's on our Facebook page, on the Sarah Lee and Johnny page. But as a whole body of work, yes, I'm looking forward to doing more projects, but I'd never look back, really. So
that's our job. Johnny Irion will perform with Good Friends, a new musical project from Ian O'Neill and Dennis Ryan of Deer Tick at the Iron Horse Music Hall in Northampton on Thursday. Two nights from tonight, Thursday night, and he'll open for Chatham County Line at Helsinki Hudson on Saturday. Links to more information will be posted along with this interview at WAMC.org/roundtable. Johnny Irion, it's always a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Joe.
Look forward to the next time you stop by.
All right, man.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.